recorded live.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design. I'm Pastor Dan, your host for this one-hour live radio broadcast. And as always, we dedicate this program to Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, the Great I Am. We also dedicate it to His holy remnant, the believing sons and daughters of Jacob Israel, also known as the Caucasian peoples of the world. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh in ancient Hebrew. Today is the 7th of November, year 2010, Sunday morning, and we've entitled today's program, A Call for Revolution. And we've got a few articles to discuss and some other issues along that line. In the meantime, if you have a comment or question, please send it in via the blog window on the webpage if you are listening via your computer downstreams. If you do not have a computer or you don't have broadband internet connection, you can call in and just listen or participate. And the phone number is area code 724, and the phone number is 444-7444. The call ID number is 25929. And again, the title today is A Call for Revolution. But before we get into the meat of the matter here, we have a caller on the line, and let me unmute the caller. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Pastor Dan. I appreciate this time. We need to pray on behalf of our sister in Yahweh, Susan Pinion. You've talked with her before on the program. And last evening, she was canning chicken soup, and the pressure cooker blew up. The glass jar is causing an explosion. She's received multiple burns to her face, eyelids, and maybe her eyes, and her neck and fingers and arms, etc. Yeah. And I don't know the total extent of the burns, whether that's third degree or what, but she was in a lot of pain last evening. And I ministered to her and talked with her early this morning around 12, almost 1 o'clock, and she has been requesting that we, you know, send a prayer chain out, and I have prayed with her, and I'm sure that Yahweh is with her. I know He is, because burns are very painful, and especially to the face, but I'm believing Yahweh for her healing, and they have her in a burn unit now, and they were supposed to be evaluating her this morning.
Well, we will certainly do that. We're going to pray, have a prayer for her in just a minute. Do you have any contact information if there are Israelites out there that could send some sort of help?
I don't really at this time, but I'm sure that there has to be someone. She lives in Alabama, and it's not. There aren't a whole lot of people there in the spot she lives in. But, I'm sure that she is able to send the messengers and send people to help her. She does have some family around her who have been there with her.
Okay. Well, do me a favor then. If there is a phone number or an address where people could call or send a donation to help her out, get that to my email address, bydpastordan@yahoo.com, and I will send that out to my different lists, and we'll see if we can generate some help for her.
That's BYD, Pastor Dan.
It's B as in boy, BYD, right? Just like the radio show's name, By Yahweh's Design, bydpastordan@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you so much, Pastor Dan.
All righty, thank you, and we'll have that prayer here in just a second. I went ahead and muted your phone, Harley. If you do have more to add or whatever, just send me a text on the screen, and I'll unmute the phone. The only reason I do that, it's not to be rude. It's occasionally I get feedback that when phones are not muted, the speakers pick up background noises and whatnot, and it interferes with the quality of the stream. And so, again, I don't do that to be rude. I just want the highest quality audio signal that we can get. So we do. We praise Yahweh this morning. It's a beautiful morning, especially down here in the bowels of America where I happen to be working at the time. But it is a beautiful sunny day. And we lift up Susan in our prayers to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, because we know that Yahweh has told us that the prayers of a righteous man, we certainly pray that we are all righteous, meaning we have great faith in Yahweh. The prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And so we come together as brothers and sisters this morning, and we ask that our Father, that it be His will, that a healing touch be upon Susan to help her over her injuries, and that she has a speedy and full recovery in a timely manner. So we do ask that in Yahweh's precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the program title, again, A Call for Revolution, came to me because over the years, I've heard many people ask me about entering government and discussing about a potential revolution at some point in time. And recently, that has reached a level that has caught my attention. Many, many people, many regular Joes, if you will, go to work, don't get involved in much. Some people refer to them as the brain dead, but they're not the brain dead. They just did not sense what the elect sensed over the years of the direction our country was heading. But we knew that Jacob Israel was slow to get to that point. We have example after example in Holy Scripture that talks about the Israelites would go about their day-to-day business, and at the final hour, just before the trumpet would blast for war to start, that's when the Israelites would pick up their shields and their swords and take the field with their brethren. We, the elect, Yahweh, awoken early, and so we saw the message, and now Israelites of every walk of life are starting to speak of revolution. They've about had enough. This is the time that Pastor Eli, myself, and many others, Dan from Georgia, for instance, were talking about years ago. This was the time when the elect would be called forward. Why? Because the elect was educated early. And we don't know why. That's Yahweh's business to know why He chose who He chose to be part of the elect, but you were chosen. And you were educated over a period of time for when this day would arrive, when Jacob Israel would start to awaken, which would be the precursor to the events spoken of by Ezekiel when that valley of dry bones awakens. So now, elect, it is your turn to step up to the plate. As these Israelites come forth, just as one last night spoke to me, he says, we need a revolution. And he is not the only one. There are many who have talked to me about that thing. Many veterans, many ex-law enforcement have spoken to me. Many ex-Congress people have spoken to me about the need, not just the call for, but the need for revolution. But you have to understand, as 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14 tells us, there has to be a repentance. Yahweh will heal this land, and He'll use us to heal this land. We are His battle axes and weapons of war. But He will not heal this land without the precursor that is necessary, which is repentance. Now, the modern-day church world teaches some garbage out there what repentance is all about. They want you to repent if you have an evil thought about a naked woman. I mean, good grief. If you're a normal man, you've had those thoughts before. That's got nothing to do with what Yahweh's talking about. Yahweh's talking about repentance, meaning the changing of your mind. In fact, the Greek words that are translated repentance, that's exactly what they mean, to change your mind. It's got nothing about making you feel guilty because you're a normal person and you have normal thoughts. It's your actions that determine whether you're evil or good, not your thoughts. It's when you allow your thoughts to influence what you do that you can become evil. But you're not going to do anything to prevent the thoughts. The thoughts are going to always be there. It's that you use Yahweh's will and His decisions to create what you do versus what you think. And so now we're called upon to repent, and I believe many people are repenting. They are changing the priorities in their life. They are rethinking things. They are beginning to think for themselves rather than having somebody else do it for them, which is what Americans have been doing for most of my lifetime. And as these Israelites repent or change the way they think, they are seeing where this country is going. They are seeing the treason in the governments of the United States. They are seeing the treason within the medical community and the multiple media that we have out there, whether it's radio, television, printed media, or whatever. They are starting to look through the propaganda. It's much like the movie They Live that we talk about so much, and how well it is symbolic of this message and what's going on in the world. If you've never seen the movie, you've got to watch it. No, it's not an A movie. It's a B movie. It's not real high-tech, high-quality, but the symbolism in that movie is phenomenal. And as you watch the movie, consider this. That when Roddy Piper, the leading star of the movie, who's playing the guy that fell in the middle of all this, when he puts the sunglasses on, the very special sunglasses that a group of patriots have made and developed, he puts the sunglasses on and now he can see the reptiles, the aliens that have invaded Earth. He can see the billboards and the propaganda that's on there. It's symbolic of this message. When you know who you are, you can see through the BS and the propaganda. If you don't know who you are, how do you do that? Because you can't rightly define what Scripture's talking about if you do not realize it's talking about different people. The modern-day church world, which is nothing but whores and prostitutes, teaching the doctrines of devils or Jews, which is what they are. Christ called them Jews, called them devils, called them vipers too. They teach the doctrines of the Jewish Talmud as if it's Christianity. That God loves everybody the same. No, he doesn't. Nowhere in Scripture will you see that. Not when it's correctly translated anyway. He has a peculiar people. That's our name. In fact, the very word Celt comes from the Greek word keltoi, which means peculiar people. Peculiar in what way? Peculiar because we belong to Yahweh. We're a family, a huge family that spreads across this entire globe. And we've been around this globe for millennia. Not just recently, but for millennia our people have traveled this globe. We are his peculiar people. And so now the rest of the world is in travail. The whole world is in travail because we, the sons and daughters of Yahweh, have not manifested ourselves. We have not done what Yahweh put us here to do. Ever since Adam, who I believe is symbolic of a colony of our people, Adam was first put here. The first man who could blush or show blood in the face, Adam, that's what it means in the Hebrew language. And when we say Hebrew language, we're talking about ancient Hebrew, not what passes for Hebrew today, which is nothing but Yiddish. Yiddish is a made-up language, primarily of ancient German words. Not Hebrew, ancient German words, because the Jews are imposters. And if they're not imposters, then we need to burn our Bibles and stop pretending. You may say, well, why would you say that, Dan? Because you don't believe your Bibles. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9 makes it very clear they're imposters. Let alone all the other verses, like Luke 12, 1, where Yahshua himself tells us to beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is what? Hypocrisy. Who are the greatest hypocrites on the planet? Jews, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't know that, you haven't done your homework. Look at the Jews like Charles Schumer in Congress, Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer, and a whole host of others, Pelosi, they're hypocrites, just like Yeshua told us. Isn't that amazing? The Bible tells the truth. Isn't that absolutely astounding? That in a world of lies and deceptions like we live in, we've got a document that actually tells you the truth, and most people don't ever read it. I find that absolutely amazing. A document, when correctly read, defines and explains everything going on today. And we consider ourselves so educated and so smart, and yet we ignore the book with all the answers. We ignore Him who created us and gave us the prophets that are quoted in the book for our benefit. And we ignore it all. We ignore the Holy Spirit that speaks to us. Some people call it a conscience. We ignore that too. Falcon 1 says, a human or man's owner's manual. It is an owner's manual. You know, it's funny. You'll go out and buy a new car and you'll study the owner's manual from cover to cover because you paid so much for that car. You want to make sure you use it right and understand it. But instead of looking at the owner's manual for you and your family, well, some people don't even own one. But if they do, it sits there and it collects dust over in the corner and nobody ever reads it. To our shame and to our folly. But I'm going to tell you something, Jacob Israel, and that's the white people. They are the true Israelites, not these people called Jews today. They are not. They are Ashkenazis. They are the enemies of Christ and all things Christian, all things of Yahweh. They are the enemy. But there is today amongst the true Israelites a call for revolution. They've just about reached the breaking point. Hallelujah. I was wondering if this day would ever get here. But when men and women from regular walks of life who have no political ambitions, they like to be left alone, they don't have any desire for violence, but they are so fed up with the injustice in this world, they are calling for revolution. I hope and pray the men and women of Jacob Israel have been paying attention to the calls for preparation. In fact, we're going to read an article that discusses that very subject here in just a minute. But they also, at times over the years, have asked me. Now, again, I'm not here to blow my own horn. That's not what it's all about, but it's just to give you, excuse me, an example of what I'm talking about. They've asked me if I would go into politics. And I've told them that I have no desire for modern-day politics. It's full of liars and cheaters, and it's just horrendous. And besides, I don't really have any faith in this governmental system that we have. It's totally corrupt. And it was corrupt from the beginning. Because men are corrupt, and unless you have eternal vigilance and stay on top of them 24/7, there is too many loopholes in our system today. If you notice, if you had ever noticed the history of our people, we've never had parliaments and congresses like we have today. Because the ancient peoples were smarter than we are. Oh yeah, they are. They were much smarter. And they listened to Yahweh more than us. Yahweh never put into place a Congress or a parliament to rule over his people. Find it in Scripture for me, will you? He established kings, monarchies. Why? Because it's the most efficient form of government. Because a king or a monarch is like a patriarch at the family level. He has his heart's desire is the best for his entire nation of people. And because of that, he will rule justly. And a monarch is watched by a body of elders. Not just the people, but a body of elders who in turn are beholden to the people from where they come within the nation or kingdom. And that body of elders owes all of their rights and privileges to that body of people. They, in turn, watch the activities of the king, and if the king steps out of line, they let the people know, unlike the media, which is nothing but whores today, who will do whatever they're told for the Jewish dollars in their pockets. That is why your enemies, the Zionists, stated many years ago that in order to stop the white man's progression, in order to take what he's had, they would destroy all the Christian monarchies. I've got to ask you a question. If your enemy puts at the top of his list of things to accomplish over a century ago that he will destroy the Christian monarchies, don't you think you should be asking yourself why? You know, in schools and in universities, they try to teach us that monarchies are terrible, terrible things. I've even heard white people in America say, "I'll never submit to a monarch." Oh, really? What are you going to do when Yeshua comes back? Because last time I read my Bible, Yeshua is coming back as a monarch. Does he say he's going to share that throne with you or me or anybody else in the kingdom? My book says it's no. Therefore, he's a monarch. Monarch means single ruler from the Greek language. Monarche. Okay? Monarch. Single ruler. So even when Christ returns, it's to a monarchy. It's not to share power with anybody. And so our people have always been led to elect, not to have somebody rise up and determine they are to be Caesar or God themselves, but they elected a man of integrity to the position of king. If he behaved in such a manner that he did not deserve to be king, they deposed him and elected a new king. There's your solution politically, ladies and gentlemen. People have asked me, why don't you partake or run for office? Because I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to settle to be part of a broken system. I'll wait, if it's ever to be in my future, till Yahweh's system is in place. And I'm not going to settle for a position to be ruled over by the likes of Karl Rove or any of the other cabal. I know he's not in power, so to speak, today, though he is behind the scenes. But any of these despots that have finagled their way into leadership of this country, why would I want to be part of that? I celebrate and I salute the men and women who are trying to make a difference, though they be far and few between. But it's an effort that will not succeed eventually, because eventually we're going to do things Yahweh's way, folks. You might as well start getting ready for that. This election was nice in the sense that we elected people we thought were conservatives. Time will tell for sure. So that was nice, a step in the right direction, but ultimately this system will fail. It was designed for failure from the beginning, especially when you allow the Zionist Jew amongst it. No system under them will ever succeed. They are parasites. They will eat away at the foundation till it's destroyed. And a monarchy is no different. However, a ruler or monarch who has Yahweh as his king and he's racially pure and loves his family, very difficult to fool him. Just like you and me, we know this message. We have the sunglasses on. We know who the vipers are. We know who the lizards are. That's why the enemy wanted to destroy the monarchies, folks. Dan from Georgia, thank you for the compliment. You said you're too honest to ever win in politics today. That's right. If I ever did, besides, they would try to either discredit me or kill me, probably. Guest 17 says, I wonder when and where the next shot heard round the world for Jacob Israel will be. Be prepared, folks. We're going to talk about that with these articles. Be prepared. We're not far from it. Guest 13 says, the buck stops with a king or monarch. If he abuses the people know who exactly to kill to rectify the situation. Very good point, 13. That's an excellent point. That's exactly right. Typically, they didn't have to do it, though, because the elders would see that he was going out of line, and typically, if you read the historical books, they deposed the king before it was necessary to execute him. But there is a story of the Parthian Empire that's in Stephen Collins' book. And I thought it was a beautiful story because the Parthians were Israelites. Just read anything about them and you can see Jacob Israel written all over them. And they were the greatest empire, even greater than Rome. Funny how you never hear about them, though. Always hear about Rome. Well, Parthia was greater than Rome. In fact, Parthians defeated the Roman armies in the two major wars that they fought. The Parthians were victorious over Rome. But anyway, there was a king who came to power. He was elected. He was elected to rule as king. And he fell into idolatry. This angered the people so much that they deposed him and elected his brother to be king. And the first official act as king of the brother was to send a posse to hunt down his own brother and have him executed for being an idolater amongst the Israelite people. Hallelujah. Those are the kind of things that you can have. But you see, you have to be open-minded for that sort of thing. You have to be willing to accept something radical compared to what we have today. And I don't know that Jacob Israel is quite ready, but when they are, Yahweh will see to it. Guest 17 says, the German Reich, Habsburg, Austro-Hungarian Empire, and the Russian Empire, the Tsar. The word Tsar comes from Caesar, which is a Greek word, meaning to be ruler. So you have Caesar, which comes from the Greek word, and the Latin word too, Caesar, and Tsar is just a shortened form of Caesar, Tsar. You see how our languages are all intermingled? It's wonderful when you study that. Guest 13 says, a king or monarch sets the law and that's it. With a democracy or Congress, every person elected wants to make their name by creating new laws. Well, that's right, and that's where the special interest groups come from. Special interest groups would have no sway with the king. In fact, the king would probably have you executed for trying to influence him with your, quote, special interest. He certainly would have you investigated, and if he found out that you were trying to bribe him into doing something that was not good for his people, his family, he most certainly would have you put in on trial, and when you were found guilty, he would have you executed. Dan from Georgia says, under our current system, there's a choice of 535 people to bribe the House and the Senate compared to a monarch with one righteous man unable to bribe. That's the beauty. See, God's way always works, folks. Yahweh's way always works. And the problem is we forget the fact that he said, I came as an example, and the prophets gave their testimony to us that it was written down, so that we could learn what works, so we wouldn't have to make all these mistakes. But we sort of let it all slip away. We lose focus, so to speak, from time to time. And we lose the trust that our founding fathers and in the ancients of our family, the trust that they had. It's a shame. It's a shame. Before the show started, we were talking about the passage that says in Proverbs to resist evil with all your heart and soul. And some of the folks said that we could spend a whole week on programs just talking about that one thing. But you are, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh commands us. He doesn't suggest it. It's not just a recommendation. It is a commandment to resist evil with all your heart and soul in every way possible that Yahweh makes it for you to do. You're to resist what you can identify as evil. Some people say, well, what's evil? Well, how about anything that runs counter to Yahweh's law? Or anything that runs counter to the benefit of the Israelite people? We are a people, we are a race, we are a nation. It is also a good thing that Yahweh has provided this venue for us to come together twice a week and with the other teachers and preachers on the air. It is a chance for us to fellowship the way Yahweh intended. where there's interaction. You don't just sit in a building and listen to a guy pontificate to you with no interaction. Jacob Israel doesn't respond well to that, being pontificated at, being yelled at, being spoken to like he's a child. We are men of Israel. No leader is to treat us as if we're adolescents or juveniles. We are kings within our own homes. We are fellow kings, if you will, and should be treated and talked to as such. But when the men of Israel take back leadership within their own lives and within their own families, then we come together as a group of men and we will take back this country. We will take back this world for Yahweh, and we will destroy the wicked. No, we're not going to put them on trial. We're not going to put them in jail. We're not going to try to make them repent. We're not going to try to convert them. We're going to do what Yahweh commanded, which is take the sword and go after them and destroy them. I just hope Jacob Israel understands that when there is a call for revolution, when Yahweh says the final battle, the final fire that will cross this world and destroy the wicked, that fire is us. As it says in Obadiah verse 18, we are the flame and the fire that will take his judgments against the wicked, and we will be called upon to execute the wicked. So I hope you have the stomach for it, Jacob Israel. You know, a lot of our people have gotten pretty soft. Soft in the belly, soft in the head, soft in the heart. Pretty soft. Better toughen up. Our times are coming. Before we take to the field to rectify things, he is going to put us through some fire. So you better toughen up, Jacob Israel. Guest 13 says, resisting evil is an action, not just sitting idle waiting for Yahweh to come and save us one day. He will when we show forth by our actions. Amen. That's why we've read that scripture in the New Testament many times. Be ye doers, not just hearers of the word. Doers. Yahweh blesses those who put his word into action. And it starts with your life. It doesn't mean you got to go out and try to be a martyr. That's not what he's talking about. When you put his word into action in your own life and teach it to others as Yahweh gives you the opportunity, then you will see him open the storehouse of heaven on you and your family. Yahweh wants to bless us. He is the creator of this entire universe. You don't think he can do for you what you need? What can't he provide you, whether it be health, wealth, whatever? He can give you anything if it's his will to do so. Your job is to try to earn that love and respect from him to where that's what he wants to do. Your goal should not be go out and do something because you think, oh, if I do this, Yahweh will bless me with a new car. Oh, if I do this, Yahweh will put the right woman in my life. Uh-uh, it doesn't work that way. You do the right things for the right reasons regardless of the consequences. You leave it up to Yahweh to decide what to do with you because in a rare few cases, he may decide to make you a martyr, so you better be careful what you pray for. You have to have the attitude that you're going to take whatever Yahweh dishes out to you, and you're just going to keep going forward no matter what. And really, for those of us in Jacob Israel, don't we have it kind of like the best of both worlds? If the enemy who is here and in control today destroys us, we go home. It's not the end. We got to go home to be with our Father in heaven and to be with those of our families and friends that we have already sent across River Jordan years ago. How can that be a bad thing, folks? It's because of the modern day world and the media and all. They paint it as if this is all you get. That's a Jewish thought. The Jews know there is nothing for them after here. So you've taken on the Jewish thought. Yeah, they know that there's nothing left for them but death and destruction. They have nothing after here. So, yes, they want to make heaven on earth for them by stealing everything you've got, by making this world more like their father Lucifer would want to see, because this is the only thing they'll ever have. That's not true for you and I, folks. This is only the beginning here. This is just the testing ground. Yahweh has things for us that your mind cannot even conceive. Just in my lifetime, I have seen things invented that if people told me when I was a little boy that would be here on this planet, I would have said, you're crazy. But we have them. And I haven't even been on this planet that long. You're going to tell me that Yahweh doesn't have better things in store for us? It's crazy, isn't it? MacDog says, seek ye first the kingdom and everything else will be added unto you. Hallelujah. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And then we have Kurt says here, the modern churches preach it's all about, quote, winning souls for Christ. Whose soul? Scripture doesn't support this. That's exactly right. That's why I tried all the different Protestant churches, and I've even been to the Catholic churches, and I left them because there's no substance there. It doesn't make sense. Why am I trying to win infidel souls? Why am I trying to win non-Israelite souls to a Christ who said, I came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel? I am a kinsman redeemer. Okay? Kinsman redeemer. Family. Do you get it, folks? Family. And we've talked about this many times on the radio program. What about the other races? All Israelites seem to be concerned about the other races. First of all, why? You got enough to do to keep yourself straight with the Father. Why are you worried about them? You've got enough death and destruction amongst your own people. Your daughters into pornography and sex slave trade. What the hell are you worried about the other races? Why don't you straighten out your family first? Then maybe you'd be able to help these other people. You can't help them from a position of weakness. But you can help the world from a position of strength. And that's what Yahweh wanted us to do. That's why he established the monarchical form of government. That's why he established the patriarchal family. Because that is the most powerful forms on the planet when it's done according to his word. Nothing is more powerful than that for a group of people who share a common language, race, and heritage. Nothing is more powerful than that. That's why the modern media, the modern church, the modern government all preach and teach that it's illegal or immoral. Because your enemy knows the strength that's in those. Why do you think they attack them? But even more surprisingly is, why do white people accept it? Why do we accept this nonsense as true? Why do we feel guilty for being white? Can't you feel the propaganda? Can't you sense what they're doing to you? Can't you look around you and see what condition your people are in? And why don't you ever ask, what's wrong? If what they're teaching is so right, then why are so many things today so wrong? Dan from Georgia says, Pastor Dan, so true. Why are we so worried about the other races and what happens to them? Exactly. Yahweh's in control of that, not you and me. Not you and me. Stop worrying about other people. They'll be taken care of the way Yahweh sees fit. But nothing gets better. Nothing gets better for anybody on this planet until the sons and daughters of Yahweh get their act together. Do you understand that? You can bemoan whatever thing you want, whatever favorite charity, whatever favorite cause you have. You can bemoan it and push it all you want, But nothing gets better until we get our act together. Because the enemy, the Zionist Jews of this world, know it is the white man who will set the thing straight. That is why all their efforts and money and propaganda go to destroy the white man. Done a pretty good job, too. There aren't a whole lot of true men of Israel left. Thank God we'll have enough, though. We'll have enough for that army that he speaks of in Ezekiel chapter 37, and we're coming after the people that have done this because we know who they are. The propaganda doesn't work with us. We have our sunglasses on. You got to watch that movie, They Live. You got to get a copy and see it, and you will be amazed. I like Dan from Georgia's talking to guest 13. He says, and those other races don't give a damn what happens to us. Take a look even in the United States, where areas of the country have become predominantly other races. What happens there? Do they promote the values of the Anglo-Saxon Israelites? Or do they promote their own? Do they look at you with appreciation for what's been done or with disdain? Hey, I'm living in an area that's that way. I'll tell you exactly how that goes. But that doesn't mean all of them now. Don't you go there. He always says he'll do the separating and the sorting for the burning and the fire. You're not to do it. Because some of these other people have a love of Yahweh and truth and justice even more than most Israelites I've met. So you better be careful if you're going to go that way. All right, now, I do need to read these articles real quick because they're both excellent. Patriots are eyeball to eyeball with the Illuminati by Greg Evenson, the former Kansas State Trooper. We've had him on this program before. Greg's got the heart of gold, but you need to listen to what he says right here. Again, this article is on newswithviews.com. It's called Patriots are eyeball to eyeball with the Illuminati. It has taken the better part of 2.25 centuries for the people of the United States to arrive again on the domestic field of battle. This defining moment should have been reached well over 100 years ago. However, the informed and energized constitutional patriots simply were ignored and shouted down from 1871 to today. War-weary citizens, like people everywhere, prefer peace and serenity to the ongoing spiritual and physical confrontations that accompany the human race around the world. As long as we reside in a fallen state, this will continue to be our fate. The unholy Illuminati and all of its tentacles around the world, up to and including the United Nations, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the most evil Bohemian Grove perverts, the ACLU, and the SPLC, which is Southern Poverty Law Center, headed up and funded by Jews, by the way, as is the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, Acorn, etc., lead the offensive to destroy our nation and our historical fight for freedom. Those who side with rights for unfettered drug use, pornography, and all manner of perversion are truly eternal enemies of those who pursue godly lifestyles and true freedom in America. The battle lines are drawn. Know your enemy and keep him in your sights. From time to time, I got to switch back over to the program here to see if you've put any comments in there and also to keep me logged in because this thing times me out all the time. I like what Machine Gun Steve says here. Put the glasses on. Amen. Just like in the movie They Live, put the glasses on. Continuing with the article. Whether you accept, believe, suspect, or recognize, in fact, that we are in a centuries-old conflict with those who have chosen to support evil and profit from it, the present culmination of that Luciferian pursuit is, in truth, what this election cycle represents. The creeping incrementalism for the ongoing implementation of the present socialist communist government in Washington and several states is the central element for the pirates, profiteers, politicians, economists, universities, bankers, churches, and the public schools' idea of change. Americans have become so accustomed to having someone else think for them that an original evaluation by our ordinary people is now an extraordinary event. That major issue is at the center of why most Americans do not understand the origins of and the ramifications of their past and present detachment from both reality and the actual governmental level decision-making process. Although the enemies of freedom, liberty, prosperity, individual choices, and accountability work every hour of every day to derail this republic, it is we who have surrendered most of our freedoms without a fight or an understanding of what it is we have done. I place the blame on bureaucrats, politicians, career-minded over rights-minded police agency directors, professors and teachers, godless ministers, corrupted business leaders, and four-star military failures at the front of the enemy's list due for defeat, prosecution, and exile. Add to that illegal invaders, terrorists within Islam, Judaism, and Marxist liberation adherents, and you have present-day America. You see, this is no longer the makings of a good novel or screenplay. This is horrible reality. Throw in homosexual militants not content with practicing their craft quietly and privately, or abortionists raking up body counts, the Nazis, and I have here in parentheses, Jewish communists like Planned Parenthood could have only dreamed about. You know, let me stop here for a minute. Why is it we always got to bash the Germans, okay? That shows your Jewish propaganda at work. We bash the Germans while we ignore the fact that the communists under Stalin and Mao Zedong alone, not mentioning all the other ones, just those two, killed tens of millions more than supposedly the Nazis did, but we always seem to refer to the Germans when we're talking about these kind of regimes. I gotta ask, why? Why would, Greg, please, stop picking on the Germans when there are so many evidences out there that that's, a lot of that is made up BS, whereas the hundreds of millions killed by the communists is virtual reality, and it's here today yet with us. Let's stop picking on the Germans, and let's start picking on the ones that are the most threat to us, as General Ben Parton has said in his public speeches. International communism is our threat, not the bygone days of the socialist democrats in Germany. What you have is a recipe for a national confrontation that will pit those who see the world as one in which people should honor the Bible, build and use government as a true moral force for freedom and equality, and seek to nation build right here. We must stand firmly against those who seek war at any cost, trample freedom for control over the citizenry, and do it all while taxing the labor of men and women to pay for the enslavement of the nation. I'll tell you, it's amazing. I hope people are waking up here. MacDog says, what article is this, Pastor Dan? I'll read the title and give that all to you here again in a second. And then we've got Kurt says, Pastor Dan, thank you. The Germans are Judah. And that's another good point. Thank you, Kurt. Germany, and Germain is the Latin word for the Germans. Germain means the original people. Isn't that amazing? Germain, which is what the English word Germain comes up. It means it belongs to or it's original. Germans get the American version. They call themselves Deutschlanders. But German comes from Latin Germain, the original people, the peculiar people. And yet we went to war to destroy them in two wars. How many millions of our brothers and sisters have we raped and murdered for Jewish dollars and Jewish propaganda? My God, we have a lot to confess and to be ashamed of. America's a great nation. We got the air show going on at the Air Force Base down here this weekend, and I see those men fly those planes in such precise formations, and I see the machinery that our German, by the way, engineering has provided us. And my heart swells with pride with the perfection and the pride of ownership and the discipline that they demonstrate in these air shows. But then to think of the Jewish handlers and how they take all that talent and all that machinery and we use it to implement their conquest of the world. I pray every day for our men and women in uniform, military and police alike, to wake up to the manipulation and wake up to the propaganda. You're working for Satan, people! Wake up! You're doing their bidding. My God, that we would turn away from what we're doing and do the right thing. Just amazes me. Absolutely amazes me. MacDog says, Germans engineer and create this, the Jews steal and destroy. Well, that's exactly what Yeshua said that we're here for to do. They are the sons of the devil. They're here to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's the words of Yeshua Messiah. Continuing with the article again is eye to eye with the Illuminati. Let me go up here and get that for you real quick. Yeah, Patriots are eyeball to eyeball with the Illuminati by Greg Evenson. It's posted on newswithviews.com. Now I got to find out where I was. You see, this is no longer the making. Oh, okay, we did talk about that. Now maybe you don't see my broad view of this pending catastrophe and the connection to this election. However, no one reading this can run fast enough to get out of the way of its impact and the calls for revolution not heard since 1776 or even 1861. So even Greg Evenson here is hearing what I'm hearing. Should election fraud or intimidation at the polls by black racists or Marxist undocumented illegals tip the scales away from true election results, then violence will surely follow. This current politically correct atmosphere of fear that permeates the town square debate is out of place, out of touch, and just plain wrong. Amen. Yahweh tells us what? To never have a spirit of fear. We are his sons and daughters. Debates and discussions have always been won on the basis of known arguable facts, not unsubstantiated, misplaced emotion. Emotion is for weddings and funerals. Passion is for the bedroom. Commitment and valor come from knowing that virtue emerges from the flames of lies, deceit, and conspiracies that were brought out into the open and set ablaze with truth and wisdom. Dishonor and treason have been with us since the start. In one form or another, they will be with us until the end of time. That given must not ever replace the patriot's heart of love and enduring loyalty to the biblical historical foundations in this nation, and a constant due diligence for our flawed but necessary United States of America Constitution. Men and women of ultimate sacrifice for our country marched forward into eternity, believing that their sacrifice would endure as the indisputable legacy for all Americans who would be fortunate enough to inherit those heroes' life's work and improve upon it for generations unborn. Must it then be our forever shame that all of that commitment to freedom is to be lost with our generation's failure to stop this descent into national hell? Forbid it, I pray. My daily prayer is that we will never have to go into the streets and battle our own people for that which we should have never put at risk or lost altogether. Evildoers seek more evil to subsist on and profit from. The righteous seek freedom, peace, and truth. There is no middle ground here. Only two distinctly visible sides will remain. One or the other will prevail, for neither can live long with one foot in the other's camp. Hallelujah. What did Yeshua say? You're either with the goats or the sheep. How much simpler can it be? You're either one of my sheep or you're over there with the goats. There is no middle ground on this one, folks. If you think you're going to sit in the middle, shame on you. Can the truth in a struggle not be seen by anyone desiring to see it? It cannot be hidden if you have eyes to see and ears to hear. Choosing to ignore the outcome of this election will doom you to a life of, I should have done, and it might have been. In any event, those of you who deny the truth, wave the banner for tyranny, and rally for evil are enemies of freedom and all those who have ever battled to maintain it. However, those of you who answer the call of the patriots, constitutionalists, biblically inspired men and women of valor, must reject fear and loathing by many and the reign of vile name-calling that is the evil one's only weapon against you. You see, they do not possess truth of any kind or compassion or loyalty to things that are right and loving. The Illuminati has one goal, and that is your destruction and slavery, as they would take us into a world dominated by a few. A plutocracy is what I call it, for the profit of a few and the justification to rule for only a few. In other words, a Jewish world order. The world cabal, which has captured our current Congress, Justice Department, Pentagon, and White House, has been expertly dominated by those most evil amongst us, and they will not stop until every last one on this planet, and especially here, have surrendered once and for all. Let me stop here. When he says the most evil amongst us, why do you think it is the names that are often mentioned as causing the most trouble within our government have Jewish last names, like Charles Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Lautenberg, Barbara Boxer? And if it isn't those, it is their handled ones, like Rangel and the Maxine Waters, complete idiots. Come on, folks, you've heard them in their public speaking. They're idiots. How the hell did they ever get in our government? Not that the Jews are any smarter, but at least they can make a speech. They at least can pawn themselves off as if they're white. Even those of us who know the truth of the Bible know they are of Satan. Those are the words of Christ. And look what these people are doing to our country. But these non-whites that are in there are complete automatons. That one black congressman was questioning a white admiral about an island tipping over because too many people are on one side. My God, school children in grade school know better than that. And this man is in Congress? And you wonder why our country's in the trouble it's in. Lord have mercy. How could we be so damn stupid? I just don't understand. How did white people get so damn stupid? Fausto says, Pastor Dan, also Germans equal brother in Latin. Romans were Zerahites, Benjaminites, and Danites. Thus, Romans called the Germans brothers. I did not know that. So, Fausto, thank you. I just heard that Germain from the Latin came into that, but Germanus is brother in Latin.
Germanus.
Excuse me?
It's gra.
What's gra?
Germanus. It's pronounced, the G is pronounced a little different.
Oh, okay. I didn't even see you're in the bottom of the screen where I couldn't see it there, Gary. Welcome to the program. Did you have a comment or something?
Well, as you were talking along there, the one thing we, I think, have to recognize is we no longer have a Democrat Party. It's the Marxist Party. I mean, my gosh, look at what they've done. You elect a Democrat, and he becomes the Attorney General, and if it's against one of his brothers, the Democrat, he won't prosecute. We have, as you've noticed, absolute proof in Nevada, even Roger Hitchcock discovered it there and here, wrote to the Attorney General about these people that aren't citizens voting, and he wouldn't prosecute. Even though he is there to enforce the law, they don't do it. The governors in those states, they don't do it. You name it, they don't do it. They don't care. What about Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2? Of the Constitution of the United States, where you cannot take a case to a district federal court because it has no jurisdiction whatsoever if the state is a party in the action. Yet they do it. You mention it to all the elected officials, and they just sort of shrug their shoulders.
They don't care.
If they're Democrats, because they appear to be the ones that are violating the rule of law everywhere. So we have, it's not a Democrat party, it's the Marxist party. The teachers union, that's an illegal entity, but it's there. You just keep going on down the line, and you find out, you read the Marxist manifesto and then read what the Democrat party does, and you will see that they are very similar in actions.
Yes,
so I'll share that with you.
Yes, sir. All right, we're about out of time, so I got to rush off. Did you have any last thing there, Gary?
Y'all bless everybody.
All right, y'all bless. Thanks for calling in, Gary.
Bye-bye.
Yep, he's out there in the middle of it all, too, just like I am down here in South Florida. He's in the middle of it in California, another place that's overrun by the non-Israelites. LeBeau here says, up in Illinois, Pastor Dan, are people of other races or religions necessarily considered goats? I always think of the goat as the Edomite Ashkenazi. My take on that is that he doesn't define the goats and the sheep simply by a racial matter. He's defining it by those who love Yahweh and obey his laws. Edomite and Ashkenazi Jews are by definition antichrists and lumped in with the goats. So yes, they are all goats. Everybody else, it depends on their attitude, much as the woman in Matthew 10. If they have the right attitude, accept Yahweh's will and for their place in this world, then they might be considered a sheep in the sense of they'll be allowed to survive and prosper. They're not part of the sheep of our house. That we can't confuse that. They're not part of Jacob Israel, but they may receive a blessing and long life on the planet under Yahweh's jurisdiction. That's my take on it. So he used it mostly to define the fact that there is no middle ground. A lot of people think they can sit in the middle. You can't sit in the middle. You either love Yahweh and his will or you don't. And if you don't, you're going to go the way of the goats, which is for sure the Edomite Jews. They are the goats. Guest number 13 says, both parties are part of the Jew beast. Let's not deceive ourselves with picking a party. Republitards are not Marxists, but Jew worshipers. And the guest makes a very good point. That's why I don't like party, period. Okay? I don't like parties, period. Just like George Washington didn't. And he said so in his farewell address. It's always for the good of the party and never for the good of the country. To hell with the parties. Elect people for what they stand for, etc., and their voting records. This article, Patriots Are Eyeball to Eyeball with the Illuminati by Greg Evenson, you can find it at newswithviews.com. I would suggest you do that. And there was another article I was going to read. We're not going to have time. By Chuck Baldwin. It's also on newswithviews.com. And it's entitled, A Suggested Survival List. Please, ladies and gentlemen, you need to read that article, all right? Jacob Israel, read that article. A Suggested Survival List by Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He used to live here in Florida, now he's up in Montana. He's getting ready for what's coming. And so check that article out. He has a lot of information there. We're not going to have time to cover it. So I do suggest you do that. And unfortunately, we've already shot a whole hour. It's unbelievable. I'm going to play some music here at the end. I hope you like it. It's uplifting. It's spiritually uplifting. It's edifying. Music has always been very, very good for me and my family, especially as we see some of these things starting to come to pass. We do hold Susan up in prayer for her healing there in Alabama. And we ask Yahweh to bless all of his children, those who love him and teach his ways. Bless them and protect them, Father, as we have many who would do us harm in this world. And we'll be with you Wednesday night, Yahweh willing, of course. And then here on TalkShoe.com, we have Pastor Eli coming on at noon. And don't forget Brian's numerous programs that he has. Sword Brethren is what he goes by here. And we also have Dan from Georgia with his program on Thursday nights, Truth or Consequences, at 8:30 Eastern time, if I remember correctly. 8:30 Eastern time right here, Dan from Georgia, Truth or Consequences. And amen, that's exactly what it is, isn't it? It's either the truth or you suffer the consequences. So we hope you do enjoy the music, and Yahweh bless each and every one of you. Hallelujah.
Power to save and grace, deliver us from clouds are out forming. Winds of change now touch our shores. I hear forefathers are crying as the dreams been cruising.
Thank you.
Your heart may never hunger for the truth that sets you free. Your soul may go.